Well, folks, good morning. My name is Deshaun Jones. I am currently an ETL out of the Philadelphia Marketplace, a couple's throw from Regional Coordinator. But before I get started, I want to thank all the leaders who take time to pour into us on the Mojo calls and do this every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And also make sure that you are registered for next week's Elevate event in Oklahoma City. Well, I guess I would call this Mojo Call time. And it's in various factors, stemming from when I got the call one day after my 51st birthday. And I actually remember one of the leaders saying, when you count your birthday, most people count up, but really you should be counting back based on the average lifetime or lifespan of a human being. So based on that, I got about 20 years to get everything together. But if you look at time, you know, we have the seasons about to change. This is the beginning of March. By the end of the month, it'll be spring. So, with your business, did you plan enough in the fall and in the winter for your business to currently blossom this upcoming spring? And the funny thing is about time only moves in one direction. It only goes forward. So in doing this average time last year, the average cost for a gallon of gas was $2.85. Just 3 months ago, the average cost was about $3.44. And if you haven't driven past a gas station in the past week, you know that we're in a good place because we have residual income and we have Zoom because gas prices are going up. But speaking of that, look into your phone, look into your contacts. This would be a great time to reach out to people who do Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart. They may be open to other streams of income right now, because in the foreseeable future, gas prices are going to go up. Going back to Mr. Walker's talk yesterday about time and seeing how change. When I started this business 10 years ago, I had one child in college, one child in high school, one child in middle school. And I was single. 10 years later, the number of children has doubled, and I'm happily married. Look how time works. When I was thinking about time, when ACN was started back in 1993, I was just getting out of college. I was full of ambition, dreams, and hopes. And I actually saw ACN back then, but didn't join. What if I did that time now? What if I could go back in time to do that? Time, if you could look at it, can either make you better, or sometimes it can make you not the opposite of better, or I won't say worse. Take a look at if you buy a house over time, with upkeep, maintenance, and pouring into it, it usually increases in value. Over the same amount of time, if you do nothing with it and just let it go around, the value will normally decrease. So how are you spending your time? This past week, I spent time connecting with a woman that I didn't know. I had dropped off my wife for an appointment, and you know, they always ask, well, who's picking you up? And she said, her husband, which I still love to hear. So I jokingly said, oh my gosh, you have a husband? There's two or three people in the waiting room laughed. And I sit down and talk to a woman. She was a little, excuse me, she was a little down. She apologized for not being in the moment because her mother had just passed. I can empathize with her. So I couldn't bring back the hands of time, but what I did was I prayed with her and helped her ease her pain. But over that time while I'm in the waiting room, we talked about a wide variety of topics. We even touched the taboo subjects, politics, race relations. But we even talked about parenting and the economy. And after we spent time connecting, of course, we exchanged numbers. So, folks, how are you connecting using your time? I ran across a poem that kind of sums up time. It's by Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, who is a civil rights icon. And it goes, have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Did not seek it, did not choose it. But it is up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but all eternity is in it. How are you spending your time? In the breaks of your time, are you making phone calls? Are you connecting to people? Are you scheduling a Zoom meeting? Are you reaching out to people about this wonderful opportunity? Or are you just spending time not building yourself up? So, folks, today, I challenge you to use your time wisely because it is one commodity that we can never replace. Folks, you had a wonderful Wednesday. See you on the beaches of the world.